brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Oh my goodness, today has just blasted past us. We're already into the third hour of this Monday, June 7th, 2004 edition. And always on Monday or Tuesday, at least one day a week, Paul Watson, my webmaster for my websites, PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, joins us on air with all of his great expertise and investigative talents. Now we've got loaded phone lines. We will get to your calls as well from Hawaii to Colorado here in just a moment. Paul, what are some of the other things you want to cover in the next hour after we take some calls?
Basically, the only other thing is the fact that total information awareness, which was supposedly killed in Congress,
never killed,
operational, and now we know the exact building and address where it's running out of, so we can go into that later on.
That's another Capitol Hill Blues story. They've got another one about Bush and his bizarre behavior. And Capitol Hill Blue folks did some of the best reporting on Clinton. They're not some liberal group, you know, trying to get our gracious conservative leader, you know, who I'm sure will be told is the most conservative leader ever in a few decades. So we'll get into that. Also, a bunch of other 9/11 news, and I'll go back into Ronald Reagan. Let's go ahead and talk to Roger in Colorado. Roger, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for having me on. This is Roger Easley up in Central Colorado. I've been promoting honest government for about 25 years. A friend of mine turned me on to you about 2 years ago, and since then I've given away dozens of tapes to local police, bear, council members, and so on, and it's really been an effective tool. I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
The reason I'm calling you today, though, is to let you know I'm running for the House of Representatives, and today is the first day I'm actually launching my campaign. And I'm going to be on the road. I've got Infowars.com on both sides of my RV, along with a few other things. And I just thought I'd share that with you. A friend of mine's going to let me get a photograph, and I'm going to email that to you later so that you can see what it looks like when it's going down the road. And for anyone in Central Colorado, I'm running for District 60. And anyone that would like to join me or would like some assistance to help take back their own communities, to organize, to maybe run for town council in their own towns and counties and so on, they can contact me at easleyforliberty@juno.com. And I'm going to be on the road for the next 5 months. I've got Matrix on board, and I intend to be showing it at community centers, police departments, and anywhere else where I can get it into their VCR.
And that's my documentary, Matrix of Evil. Well, that's exciting.
It's actually one of the best. Rocky Mountain News has a questionnaire for candidates, and they ask me what my favorite movie is. And to be honest, Alex, I put Masters of Terror because I just like that movie better than anything I've ever seen.
Okay, so you're running for what in Colorado?
I'm running for the State House of Representatives, District 60.
Okay, well, that's great. And your name is Roger Easley?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Well, that's Easley for Liberty, if anyone would like more info.
Okay, thank you for the call, and keep it up. Paul, that's a great way to inform people, is to run for state and local government, is it not?
Yeah, because then you can change it on a local level. There are numerous movements afoot to, you know, migrate mass amounts of people to certain states, and that's a big undertaking. But on an individual level, then people can run for government. I mean, obviously we'd do that kind of thing if we weren't buried under all this news, so we're kind of the foot soldiers that arm people with the information, and then they go out and, you know, run for office and try and change things on a local level.
That's the bottom line, my friends. But I do want to hear from the listeners on the Reagan situation, the attempted assassination by the globalist. You know, Reagan dead at 93, but we're going back to 1981 and before. We're talking about Bush and his deteriorating psychological activities. We're talking about a whole host of issues. When we get back from break, we will get into that. But I tell you, Paul, that there's a lot to this. Bush's erratic behavior worries White House aides, and they're saying that he actually fired CIA director, and we'll get into that. Also, this Coca-Cola summer police state propaganda, we're going to play the audio from this TV ad as well. When we get back after some more calls, so stay with us. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is from Capitol Hill Blue. Bush's erratic behavior worries White House aides. President George W. Bush's increasingly erratic behavior and wide mood swings has the halls of the West Wing buzzing lately as his aides privately express growing concern over their leader's state of mind. In meetings with top aides and administration officials, the president goes from quoting the Bible, which he does to manipulate people, into one breath to obscene tantrums against the media, Democrats, and others that he classifies as enemies of the state. Worried White House aides paint a portrait of a man on the edge, increasingly wary of those who disagree with him, and paranoid of public that no longer trusts his policies in Iraq or at home. It reminds me of Nixon Day, says longtime GOP political consultant with contacts in the White House. Everybody is an enemy. Everybody is out to get him. That's the mood over there. In interviews with a number of White House staffers who were willing to talk off the record, a picture of an administration under siege has emerged, led by a man who declares his decisions to be the will of God, but who's God, and that tells aides to, can't say it, folks, anyone, let's say to crush anyone they consider to be an opponent of the administration. We're at war, there's no doubt about it. What I don't know anymore is just who the enemy might be, says the troubled White House aide. We seem to spend more time trying to destroy John Kerry and Al-Qaeda, both your cousins and business partners, and our enemies' list just keeps growing and growing. It's just kind of disinfo. Aide said the president gets up, hung up on minor details, micromanaging to the extreme while ignoring the bigger picture. He will spend hours personally reviewing and approving every attack ad against the Democrats' opponent, and then forget a meeting on economic issues. This is what is killing us on Iraq, 1-8 said. We've lost focus. The president got hung up on the weapons of mass destruction and an unproven link to Al-Qaeda. We could have found other justifiable reasons for the war, but the president insisted the focus stay on those two tenuous items. Aides who raise questions quickly find themselves shut out of access to the president or other top advisors among top officials. Bush's inner circle is shrinking. Secretary of State Colin Powell has fallen out of favor because of his growing doubts about the administration's war in Iraq. Well, that's just so he can come out later and agree with them. And, oh, look, even he agrees. The president's abrupt dismissal of CIA Director George Tenet Wednesday night is, I'd say, an example of how he works. Tenet wanted to quit last year, but the president got his back up and wouldn't hear of it. Says an aide, that would have been the appropriate time to make the change. Now, in the middle of the election campaign, but with the director challenged the president during the meeting Wednesday, the president cut him off saying, that's it, George. I cannot abide disloyalty. I want your resignation, and I want it now. Tenet was allowed to resign voluntarily, and Bush informed his shocked staff of the decision Thursday morning. 1-8 says the president actually described the decision as God's will. And it was Bush that announced it, folks. God may also be the reason Attorney General John Ashcroft, the administration's lightning rod, because of his questionable actions that critics argue threatens freedoms granted by the Constitution, remains part of the power elite. West Wing staffers call Bush and Ashcroft the Blues Brother because they're on a mission from God. Yeah, from Moloch. The Attorney General is tight with the President because of religion, says one aide. They both believe any action is justifiable in the name of God. But the President, who says he rules at the behest of God, also tongue lashes those who perceive as disloyal, calling them bleeper, bleeper, bleepers. In front of other staff members, berating one cabinet official in front of others, labeling anyone who disagrees with him unpatriotic or anti-American. The mood here is that we're under siege. There's no doubt about it, says a one troubled aide who admits he is looking for work elsewhere. In this administration, you don't have to wear a turban or speak Farsi to be an enemy of the United States. All you have to do is disagree with the president. The White House did not respond to requests for comment on the record. Paul Watson comments.
Well, I mean, again, we were out ahead of this story at least a couple of months ago because we picked up what TBR News were reporting, which is that, and it was more in depth than what Capitol Hill Blue are reporting, which is kind of a watered-down version, that Bush has basically gone on the warpath. And you'll remember that O'Neill, the former Treasury Secretary, when he resigned, he said that Bush conducted cabinet meetings like a deaf and blind man. He basically just sits there. He doesn't even speak. He's given orders. And, you know, it's basically...
And I'm stuttering. His first meeting in the White House, the first time he was in there, O'Neill, they had maps of who got the oil and how they were going to attack Saddam and how they needed terror attacks. But forget O'Neill, forget Clark. That's not spilt milk, folks. We have PNAC's own documents saying all this by Dick Cheney. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bush's first meeting, as I recall, wasn't it with all the big oil industry executives? They were basically giving him his orders. It was his very first meeting after he became president.
And O'Neill's sitting there watching all of this.
Yeah, so I mean, tying this into the resignations or the firing of Tenet, we got word of that. Again, we're not bragging, but we just get ahead of the news each time that at least 2-3 weeks ago...
Yeah, we had articles posted.
...that there would be a series of high-profile resignations, including Armitage, Powell, Tenet, and Sanchez. Now, Tenet and Sanchez, the military commander in Iraq, have already gone. So, you know, look out for Armitage and Powell to be next, because it seems that there's this inner faction within the Bush administration that is seeking to... basically get rid of Bush and the Bush faction within that administration. So
yeah, we have skull and bones intelligence arms fighting with each other.
Exactly. It's like the mafia do the same thing. So it appears to be that they're hanging Bush out to dry, which is what happened in that awful press conference in early April where he stuttered and stammered for at least, you know, a minute waiting for something to pop into his ear.
And he said, in fact, we ought to... You know what? We had all that in the computer, and somehow it got erased, Paul. But I know we have the clips on the website, and we have the transcript where he literally goes, oh, I'm waiting for it to pop in my ear. Where is it? I'm just waiting for it. You should have given me this in writing beforehand.
I can try it over the computer. It might not come across as well.
Yeah, put the phone right up to it. We don't have time to download. Do you have that in front of you?
It's just loading up now.
Yeah, let me hear this. Crank it up. This is Lord Bush, press conference, live. It is loading up.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the last campaign, you were asked a question about the biggest mistake you'd made in your life, and you used to like to joke that it was trading Sammy Sosa. You've looked back before 9/11 for what mistakes might have been made after 9/11. What would your biggest mistake be, would you say, and what lessons have you learned from it?
Hmm. I wish you'd have given me this written question ahead of time so I could plan for it. John, I'm sure historians will look back and say, gosh, you could have done it better this way or that way. I'm sure something will pop in my head here in the midst of this press conference, all the pressure of trying to come up with an answer, but it hadn't yet. I would.
Okay.
And it goes on and on, so, yeah, that came across good, Paul. And then we had the last big press conference the year before where he says, this is scripted. So, boy, I tell you. You know, he isn't as arrogant as he was a few months ago. You think maybe they told him Kerry's the boy and he's throwing fits?
I believe that's the case. And we've also got word that people that you would associate with being supporters of Bush, both within the administration and former members of the previous Bush administration, are in fact now behind the scenes supporting Kerry. So, I mean, it could be the case that they're hanging him out to dry. I mean, he's visibly aged. He's had all these strange bike and pretzel accidents. So it could be the case that Bush is basically on the way out and that he knows it. Remember, he's named Skull and Bones, temporary.
That's right, and Kerry's his long devil. I tell you, this stuff's so rich. Chris in Texas, then Michael in Hawaii. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Paul.
Welcome.
Hey, the Oklahoma City Bombing Investigation Committee, I was looking at their site last night, and it seemed like the whole focus of the investigation now is to focus in on the Iraqi militia connection and all of this. And if you look at the main page of their site, it's all the whole Iraqi Saddam Hussein connection with the bombing.
Well, that's what I said. I don't know how long you've been listening, but 2 years ago I said, more than 2 years ago, I said they're going to try to... Why do they have Iraqis involved that had worked for the CIA during the 80s? Why do they protect them? It's later to link Iraqis up with conservatives and try to claim that there's this whole intelligence network of white guys that work for the Arabs. That's a way to sick FEMA on the general public, and unfortunately a lot of the researchers have latched onto that.
Yeah, I sent an email through the site, and I got a response back from Charles Key, and he's basically saying that, well, they just, you know, they're focusing in on this because, you know, that's what they can prove, and they don't
want
to.
Well, no, I mean, I think it is good to focus in on it, but the media won't tell you who those Iraqis work for. We know. They were the Republican Guard trained here during the 80s.
Yeah, another thing, too, I brought up the points about the, you know, the bombs being pulled out from the inside of the building, the bomb
squad.
Admitted
surveillance cameras.
Yeah, the bomb squad expert on the satellite feed saying that it was a highly sophisticated bomb that was inside the building that they were defusing.
That's all in Road to Tyranny, yes.
Yeah, and then Mr. Key says here, you know, the bombs could never be verified. We couldn't even find any TV or radio newscasts or reports that reference them.
And, you're kidding.
Yeah, that's what he says here. I mean, that's his exact words here.
All right, Paul.
FM bombs can never be verified.
Okay, Paul, any comments what he just said?
Well, yeah, same case 9/11 with the Arabs, same case with Reagan with Hinckley, with the Iraqis, the patsies, to be seen on the scene, to be later linked with the crime. And we've had the articles up in the past, LA Times, Washington Post, where these Iraqis were brought into the country by Bush Sr. in the first place. So they're the patsies to be seen on the scene when the real involvement proven by the bombs in both Oklahoma City and World Trade Center.
Man, from Hinckley to Saddam to Bin Laden to Noriega to Oklahoma City, I mean, in every case, it's that former CIA director. That's Skull and Bones member. It's just always him looking back at us.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Stop the pill popping. No more trying to remember to take all those vitamins daily that don't entirely absorb. Stop dishing out cash. To get all the vitamins and nutrients your body needs, you'll have to pay hundreds of dollars per month and still be missing out on the essential. What if I told you I'm about to save you all the time and money with a product that provides all the nutritional groups that support every function of the human anatomy? It's called Pro Vitamin Complete. The name speaks for itself. With just one delicious shot every day, your body will be receiving 178 fantastic ingredients. That's 178 fantastic ingredients in a liquid form that is 98% absorbed. You know you're not eating right. No more excuses. ProVitamin Complete contains the important vitamins you need, plus minerals, enzymes, amino acids, fatty acids, and even fiber. ProVitamin Complete, affordable whole food liquid nutrition for your entire family. Call now and get your ProVitamin Complete at 1-800-373-6076. That's 1-800-373-6076 now. Or check out their banner on GCNLive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Ever walk into someone's house and you can tell instantly they own pets? They've made the mistake of using a pet odor and stain product that only covers the problem temporarily. We don't have that problem in our home. We've discovered it's just better to use Paws. Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, or Paws, is the quickest and safest pet stain and odor eliminator known to man, or man's best friend. Paws is safe on any material, even directly on your pet's bedding. Paws will work on the toughest stains and odors in your home. It's guaranteed to lift stains that have been set in for years. Proving again, it's just better to use Paws. It's only a matter of time until Fido, or Fluffy, has an accident. Be prepared with Paws. Use Paws anywhere stains and odors are a problem, like the laundry or the bathroom. Try Paws once, and you'll quickly discover it's just better to use Paws. Call 1-877-289-PAWS or visit getpaws.com. That's www.getpaws.com. Paws comes with a 110% money-back guarantee. You've nothing to lose but stains and odors.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to take calls from Michael, John, Tim, James, and then that's it, because I need to get into the Total Information Awareness Network, which we told you never went anywhere. This police state Coca-Cola commercial, just a bunch of other news about the so-called war on terror, you name it. But right now, let's go to Michael in Hawaii. Thanks for holding, Michael. You're on the air.
Thank you, Alex, and good morning to the dynamic duo. Got a quick question for you, two of them. One, I'm going to be going to Dallas in July for my dad's 70th birthday, and one of the presents I want to get him is a set of your tapes. And one of the tapes I'm going to get is the 9/11 Road to Tyranny. And what other three tapes should I get to go with that one?
Well, I would get Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. I mean, all 10 of my videos are good. I don't know which 3 or 4 you should get. I mean, I know definitely Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror. Paul, what if you were to get 4 of my videos, which 4 would you get?
Road to Tyranny, I would get Bohemian Grove, maybe Police State 2000, Police State 2, where it shows the provocateur anarchists in Seattle, and that's a good way to point out problem, reaction, solution. And Matrix of Evil is good on the grounds of, you know, it encourages people to become engaged in activism, because it's mainly about your speeches and being active.
Okay, excellent. Last question, and then I'll be done. I was talking with a colonel friend of mine who last week had talked with some of his friends in Washington, and y'all know that they've got that big naval exercise with the United States Navy out in the Atlantic right now. Well, he said that Washington is very worried because supposedly there's an admiral in charge of one of those carrier task force that is so fed up with what's going on that he's told them he's going to refuse any more orders from Washington, and they're concerned on how to get him to relinquish his command and get control of the situation. And I thought that would be something that...
So you're there in Hawaii, and a serving colonel told you this.
I'm here in Hawaii. I have a retired colonel friend
of
mine.
Okay, retired.
Who's in Dallas.
We're getting a lot of rumblings of this. In fact, I was meaning to cover that in the next segment after we finish with calls. A lot of talk of terror attacks, a lot of weird behavior, martial law in Georgia. It's a lot of scary movement going on, Paul Watson.
Yeah, I mean, these naval deployments are going on at the moment. There's also a story out of AFP which said that there was another naval deployment going to the shores of Africa to threaten Africa over its oil production. So all over the place we see these naval deployments.
And then we've got Interfax, major Russian news agency, saying the Russians may be working with the U.S. in some attack on someone. I mean, I've got that article here.
Yeah, I mean, there's also Chinese expeditions going out and all sorts of rumblings happening all over the world. And, of course, Russia's last military exercise a few months ago was simulated around the pretext of an attack, a direct attack on the United States. So the different shenanigans going on there.
And I don't normally talk like this, and I don't know if anything's going to happen, but where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's a lot of weird stuff going on. Okay, so I hope that answers your question, Michael.
Sure.
We'll talk more about it in the next segment. Thanks. John in Florida. John, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. How are you?
Good.
Good to hear from you every day, and I enjoy all your shows, Alex, and hello, Paul. Thank you for all your hard work. Is it true that Nancy Davis, her father, was the founder of the CFR? I'm just calling on curiosity here because they've been putting her name out there in the last 24 hours. And I heard a long time ago that Nancy Davis, who married Ronald Reagan in his second marriage, her father was partly the founder of the CFR. I thought you two know quite a bit. I'd run it by you.
I had heard that, but I can't confirm it. Paul?
Well, I was reading a part out of Jim Mars' book, Rule by Secrecy, today, and I think it mentioned that. I can't be certain, but I think it mentioned that. And obviously, Bush has tied in closely with the CFR, who was, you know, related to Hinckley, and then they got control over the Reagan. So I think it is true.
Well, I've also got this article out of Maine with Bush Sr. Saturday going, oh, Reagan helped bring in the New World Order.
Okay, well, I'll hang up and listen, and that's kind of like I wanted to run it by you.
Okay, thank you. Very interesting. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Hi, Paul. I didn't know if you were still there or not. I think I brought this up in an earlier broadcast on your show where we talked about Junior almost looks like he's under the MK Ultra program.
He is weird. Sometimes he's stumbling, fumbling, can't even talk. Other times he's focused.
And,
he's always getting bruises on his body. You know, stay there. We'll talk more about it when we get back. We'll talk to Tim and finish up with James. Then I'm going to get into these terror alerts and impending terror attacks. The government's saying it's going to happen, going to be ultra-massive. One of the unauthorized Bush biographers, Tarpley, has written a big article on this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Don't underestimate the urgency of the need to become self-sufficient. In our kit, we're sending you 25 pounds of organic red winter wheat, and that's nearly a year of high-potency wheatgrass juice. The book, Wheatgrass Nature's Finest Medicine, and our beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer. But most importantly, we are professional wheatgrass growers, and I am going to be your contact to walk you through the process of successfully growing your continuing self-supply of full-scale nutrition from pennies worth of grain. So call 1-877-MY-WHEAT or go to austinwheatgrass.com. Growing your own wheatgrass is not as easy as some would have you think, and we've learned this the hard way through 5 years of growing experience. And we're going to pass on to you our knowledge. Don't settle for anything less. Call me and get the real details. 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And as always, we thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Trying, my friends, to get you to look at the big picture, to get outside the box, to shift your paradigm. The left, the right in this country are totally controlled. It's all Hollywood theater. Literally, it's time to see the big picture. Okay, a big news blitz of information coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's finish up with these calls. Tim in Ohio, continuing with the comments that you were just making.
Yes, thank you for holding me over. In the research I've done on the various MK Ultra projects that they've conducted in the 60s and 70s, and that one of the physical clues that it was talking about was someone with a smaller or a droopy left eye. And I look at all these people on the news, from Rather to O'Reilly to Brokaw to everybody, you know, just keep looking, all the listeners, look, watch the people that have, and count how many droopy or tiny left eyes, smaller than the right eye, that you see in a day on TV. It'll shock you.
Well, a lot of that just comes from stress and being tired. I mean, you know, why go off MKUltra like that when the History Channel has hour-long specials about him kidnapping over 1,000 people, the founder of the American Psychological Association, and with masses of hallucinogens and audio recordings over years, turning them into mind control slaves. And there's all this admitted stuff, Senate hearings, all of it, but that never gets focused on. It's like, ooh, it's speech patterns or how somebody's eye looks and, you know, stuff like, I mean, I'm not trying to criticize you, sir, but, and, you know, there's other forms of mind control. There's socially how the elite raises their children, you know, what they drum into them, you know, the social conditioning. But thanks for the call. Paul Watson, any comments?
Well, sometimes, you know, physical condition is a sign of what's going on in somebody's mind. I mean, that's where the phrase bitter and twisted comes from. But we had the White House source reports, which were later, you know, taken by Capitol Hill Blue, so it was proven as factual, that Bush had this seizure or mini stroke, and that since that he's been having to take oral medication twice a day. He's had difficulty following unscripted press conferences, which would explain what we played in, you know, a couple of segments ago, where he stumbles over his words, and that he has trouble recognizing members of his own staff. So it could be the case that he's, and physically, from just looking at him compared to a couple of years ago, it's clear that he's deteriorated, just as Tony Blair has, and it's public that Blair has had heart problems. So across the board, you know, world leaders do seem to get like this as the years wear on, whether it's just due to stress or something else, we can't be certain.
Well, that happened to Bush Sr. too. I mean, a lot of it's just the ultra-high-stress job.
But then again, you know, Bush goes running twice a day for 2 hours, and he basically barely does anything apart from, you know, enter these cabinet meetings where, as we talked about before, he just sits and takes orders. So whether that would be, you know, stressful to that extent is questionable.
Well, the point is, they don't have to mind control the presidents. They're New World Order. That's why they're there.
Well, exactly. He just reads off the teleprompter.
Yeah, mind control is for assassinations to then take the blame. That's what the MK Ultra program that we know of was for. I don't know. One last call, Jim in Texas. Go ahead, Jim.
Is this me?
Yeah, that's you.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Jim and James. I have three things I'd like to discuss, and I'll try to make it quick. One of them will be about the thumb scanning coming up, and the other two will be about Reagan. But about the thumb scanning, I currently work my second job at the largest retail establishment in Central Texas. I think you know which one that is, which is going to be bringing in thumb scanning at the end of June.
Yeah, Walmart.
Actually, locally owned.
Oh, H-E-B.
Okay, I didn't say that because I'm trying to keep from getting in trouble. But anyway.
Well, why would you get in trouble? For they got signs hanging up.
I know.
That say you're going to have to thumb scan.
Well, what I'm about to say is I'm... Because of you and being awake from what you've discussed for the past 6 years or more, I was awake to it several months ago, and I refused to do it. And I told my, you know, store supervisor that I didn't want to do it, and I was going to go to another store to avoid it, and he didn't want to lose me. So by me standing up, I just want people out there, if there's anybody out there that is going to be faced with this, if you stand up for yourself, they will bow down, because he wanted me to stay, and he's going to work a situation out where I can manually key in my number on the keyboard instead of thumb scan. So I just want people to know that you can, if you're strong and you're awake, you can do it. But if first you have to be awake. But anyway, I just want people to know that.
Well, no, I mean, let me commend you, James. I mean, look, they've actually put thumb scanners in to get your food down in Houston and College Station. Now they're making
right.
The employees at most of the stores, I guess it's coming to your store now,
yeah.
Thumb scan to do this, and it's all hooked into the driver's license system. It's all to track and trace. And you're right. More people should stand up and say no that work there, and when they put it in at the self-checkout lane, which has already started in two cities in Texas, and it's other retailers that are doing this now. We've got to say no. We've got the power. If even 10% of us say no, they'll be forced to stop it. But the question is, can we even get 10% of these yuppies to... Because people just accept the system, you know, like they're in a rat maze or something, like they don't have any power over it.
The sad thing is, I a few months ago when I was awake to coming up really quickly, I was telling co-workers about it and how I wasn't going to do it, and the majority of them... A few of them acknowledged and they didn't like it, but overall, nobody wanted to react to it. They're just going to go along with it just because that's just, you know, it's like, well, what else do you do? And that's the sad part about it. But in fact,
now that you've done this, you need to get others to do it.
So that's the problem that I'm in. You know what?
If they fire you, you're going to have a major lawsuit.
He asked me not to tell anybody else that he's doing this for me because he didn't want a rebellion, you know.
I'm going to let you have an extra piece of bread in the can,
right.
But don't
you
tell anybody else.
Right. I do have a couple other questions, and I hate...
Okay, go ahead and ask them real quick, because I'm almost out of time.
I know you are. I'm sorry. I hate going into speculation, but I'm wondering, have you heard anything that might lead towards the idea that the attempted assassination on Reagan might have been staged to look like an assassination attempt, but actually was intended to fail just to scare him into submission. Because, and if they wanted to assassinate him, they could have. And then I'm wondering if you've heard anything or any possibility that maybe there might have been some kind of external chemical influence on Reagan after he left the presidency for him to get Alzheimer's.
Clearly.
So he would forget everything.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Good questions. Paul, comments?
Well, the question is, you know, whether it was intended to just be a warning, whereas, you know, they wouldn't actually kill him. That would be consistent with the fact that, you know, what I was talking about earlier, the NBC reporter said that the Secret Service agent on the roof had a clear direct line of sight shot. So he presumably could have easily shot Kennedy in the back of the head, but he hit him, you know, in the shoulder.
You mean Reagan?
Reagan, sorry. But so that would tally with the possibility that it was just a warning.
Regardless, they were enemies. He spoke out against Bush, said he was a globalist, and now Bush, that Reagan's dead, is going, oh, he was for the New World Order. And again, folks, this is in the major main newspaper. If you want to go read it, it's in the Press Herald on our websites right now. I tell you what, Paul, before we get into all this final news, the upcoming terror attacks and the rest of it, this Coca-Cola ad that's on PrisonPlanet.tv, for years I've been saying they're going to sell GPS, they're going to sell implantable chips, as it's fun, it's cool. In this ad, it's two people working at a fast food restaurant. They go behind closed doors, the boy and girl, the two teenagers, they start kissing each other. Ooh, it's so much fun. They open Cokes that are GPS tracked, and the black helicopters come to bring them their new prized vehicle that they've won. And you know, Coca-Cola, you can win, but you can't hide. I like what you wrote on this. GPS satellite tracking is cool. It can win you great prizes. Nexus implanted chip will be the new fad. But mommy, all the other kids are getting one. Why can't I be cool too? They might bully me. Paul, comments.
Well, it's the movement to make, and it's basically started with tattoos, didn't it? Because it's the marking of the body as a fad, and it's being driven through such things as RFID tags on footballers to track them on the field in different quadrants of the field. And that's what the agenda is. But also, interestingly enough, the history of Coca-Cola and advertising has links to the Nazis, where in the 40s, Coca-Cola GmbH in Germany advertised in the Nazi press, you know, therefore financially supporting it. Their bottling plants were in occupied territories. And then in 41, when the Coca-Cola supply was cut off and they could no longer get the syrup from America to make the drink, they just went ahead and invented a new drink which was specifically for the Nazi drinks market, and we know that today is Fanta. So Coca-Cola has Nazi links with regards to their advertising.
And why couldn't they just make the syrup in Germany? Because coca plants don't grow in Germany.
Yeah, so it was a willful collaboration with the Nazi regime, just as, you know, Ford and many of these other companies were doing at the time.
And Bush and IBM. And now again, you'll hear the helicopter, and then it cuts back to them kissing in the storeroom, and then the black helicopter delivers them the beautiful new vehicle because their GPS tracked it. So much fun. Go ahead and hit that. Here.
Can with a GPS locator, activate it, and we'll find you and drop off an all-new 2005 Chevy Equinox.
Do you feel that?
Wherever you are. Coca-Cola Unexpected Summer. You can win, but you can't hide.
Call me!
So he gets the girl, and then now he's got the car. Oh, call me, baby! Your GPS, you can win, but you can't hide, Paul.
Yeah, and then by extension, I suppose it's now cool to have the GPS system in your car because you'll never get lost and, you know, have that linked in with OnStar and all that kind of thing. So, I mean...
Hey, I'll tell you what. Can we find that Neocon Star? It's on CD2, Stephanie. My entire computer file got wiped up there with all our great clips. Can you find that Neocon Star, Stephanie? If you can't find it, George can find it. It's in his computer. Just have him transfer it over. I haven't played that in a couple months, a Neocon star. Paul, let's go over this other news here. Russian military to join Bush wars. And it says military exercise, largest Russian military exercise in 15 years going on with our military. What do you make of that, Paul?
Well, it's interesting because some Russian sources in their government have denied it. So maybe they're trying to keep it a secret. But there are numerous exercises of this type going on around the world. In fact, today, Japan announced that they'll be conducting one of these military exercises with the U.S. So are they building up for something? I don't know. But certainly with the reports coming out of Taiwan and China, where China are also conducting record-level exercises of their own and building up militarily against Taiwan, whereas Taiwan are also doing the same, there could be something afoot. So, I mean, they're deployed around the world. We had a report which said that they were deploying a naval fleet to threaten Africa with regard to its oil supply.
Okay, I want to shift gears. Total Information Awareness alive and well in Arlington County. They never got rid of Total Information Awareness. They just changed the name. At the state level, it's called Matrix. It tracks everything you do, buy, sell, between the major institution. Customers of Bank of America branch at 3625 Fairfax Drive in Arlington, Virginia, often wonder about the Arlington police car that is always parked in front of the building next door. And it says they also can't help but notice the two armed guards from the private Catwell Security Agency who patrol the street in front of the building, and eye each passerby warily. What's going on across the street, one woman asked, while waiting in line to deposit her paycheck. Not sure? Well, it says, actually, if the woman knew what was happening inside the nondescript office building at 3701 Fairfax Drive, she might think it really does matter because the building houses the Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, run by convicted felon Admiral Poindexter. The Big Brother program Congress thought it killed, Total Information Awareness Network. And when the woman comes in to cash her check next door, immediately, no matter where she was in the world, it runs through the Total Information Awareness Network, Paul.
Yeah, so they didn't even change the name. The Capitol Hill Blue article says that the White House, in line with the Pentagon, simply blacked bagged the project, meaning that, you know, it became part of the black budget with no oversight whatsoever. And how many trillions of dollars went missing from the Pentagon to presumably go into the black budget? So they haven't even changed the name. It's just a secret black budget operation to catalog all your transactions of every nature inside this one government database, and it's Arlington, Virginia, 3701 Fairfax Drive. So we know the exact address of it.
Now, again, that's just one note of all this. They've got it in Colorado Springs, NSA at Fort Meade. These are all just programs of this overall system. This is what life will be like under it, folks. Here is Neocon Star by Michael Corbin.
The following is an actual conversation between a Neocon Star operator and a subscriber in distress who is locked in her car and doesn't have the proper authorization to get out. With Neocon Star, help is just a satellite away.
Neocon Star, how can I offer you great service today?
Please help me, I'm trapped in my car. My retina scanner won't work.
Just relax, sir.
It's not sir, it's ma'am. Please hurry, it's hot in here.
According to Admiral Poindexter's database, I have you at the Monsanto Mart on 2nd Street.
Right.
I have a live shot of you from the Neocon Star observation blimp in your area.
I'm an old lady.
All right, sir, it looks like you have no outstanding warrant, so you're not under vehicular detention. But it looks like you have some outstanding parking tickets in two counties. We'll need you to slide your national ID card for deduction before we can release you from the car. Slide it through the Neocon Star console now.
But I can't find it. I'm looking everywhere. I can't find my national ID card.
Sir, I'm going to send a Homeland Security helicopter there right now to check you out. You have a 99.2% chance of being a terrorist. Would you like the in-car lethal injection right now, or would you prefer to wait for the agents?
Okay. I'll take the lethal injection, please.
Thanks for using Neocon Star. Have a nice day.
All right. Now, everything in that piece is already starting to happen other than the in-car lethal injection. Only the communist Chinese have some mobile death trucks that do that. they strap down the seat that has automatic injectors. I mean, Paul, Toyota's coming out with a new car, concept car. We have to swipe your card. All this is happening, Paul.
Well, exactly. They get it through. They've got it through in this country, or they're preparing the groundwork for it by installing this network of cameras, which then scan license plates, which we've also had reports out of several towns in America, which basically blanket the whole town with cameras to then deduct people's accounts automatically after scanning their number plates.
And so, Finland's been doing it for 5 years.
Yeah, so the introduction of GPS, mandatory GPS tracking, is what that's all aligned to go into. I mean, the adverts, on the, you'll find them on the neocon radio talk shows like Limbaugh and Hannity. Those OnStar adverts are in the middle of their shows, but it's, you know, it's, oh, my dog's trapped inside the car, please help me, you might die, it's hot. So it basically paints people as pathetic wimps.
We'll be right back. You know, so.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, on the Global Shortwave at night at 3210, during the day at 9475, on your local AM and FM station as well, and the internet at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. I want to hit a few final news stories with you, Paul, and I want to thank you for coming on with us, but tell people about PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, weekly video reports, daily audio reports, text reports, you name it. Why should folks sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv?
Well, because obviously, you know, it's great value for money. We've got video reports every week, every audio interview of the Alex Jones Show posted. Right now we've got a poll running, which is for members only, where they can actually vote for which guests from a shortlist that they want to appear on the show. So it's giving people a chance to become involved, you know, in the show. And we've got, you know, we're going to put our books up there eventually. All kinds of different materials going to go up over the course of the next few months. So it's definitely worth, you know, paying that small amount to support our bandwidth.
Yeah, really, it then goes into supporting all the websites because we can't continue. We still offer a lot of video and audio for free there. But we just cannot continue with tens of millions of individual users per month without getting somebody to support it. So PrisonPlanet.tv, my friends, go sign up for a month or a year today and get great information, great content, and make all of this possible. Also, my friends, you can get Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, gets into 9/11, gets into British intelligence carrying out terror in England, gets into Israel carrying out terror in Israel. Gets into, you know, the history of government-sponsored terror. I've made my 10 films, carry a bunch of other great videos. Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, I carry their video. Innocence Betrayed, great pro-Second Amendment video that everybody should have. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order via the Safe Secure shopping cart. Order the books, the videos, the pro-gun T-shirts, all the stuff that a neocon would call liberal. And I'm serious when I say that. Or call toll-free to get the films or books at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Big discounts when you get two or more of the books, three or more of the videos. So definitely take advantage of that, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And your support is absolutely vital. Plus, these are great videos that will wake people up. Paul, a lot of new torture information coming out. This out of the New York Times. GI pretends to be Gitmo inmate brutalized by guards. They told him it was just training. Army soldier, Specialist Baker, and 37 years old. And they beat him up so bad that he now has seizures.
Well, yeah, they gave him the code word, you know, for him to say, for them to stop beating him. He gave them the code word, which was red, and they continue beating him. He, you know, pleaded, help, no, stop, I'm in the U.S. Army. They still, you know, continue to beat him, and then only stopped after that. So it just shows the mindset of these people. Over in Britain, you've got the torture scandal where the newspaper editor was sacked for the fake photos, but then later on it came out that people in that exact regiment were involved and admitted to these beatings.
And now it has MI6 links to, they knew it was going to come out, so give the news some fake photos to then distract.
Exactly, just as with the rape cases with Abu Ghraib, where it was admitted in the military report that rape went on, the CIA puts these fake photos on the internet, mixes the disinfo in, and, you know, the story's made.
It's classic tactics. They have handbooks on this. We're trying to defend our country's sovereignty against the New World Order. Paul in England, myself here in the U.S., we're trying to defend our republics against enemies foreign and domestic. It's up to you to join us in this historical fight, my friends. Paul, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll see you next Monday. Paul joins us every Monday or Tuesday, depending on the schedule. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, and back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central, with a lot of other great guests, your calls, and a ton of vital news. So be sure and join us. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.